This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of May 26, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. In the studio with me, this is one of those pinch me moments because it really happened.
Yeah.
In the studio, you were a guest. I looked back, I think, 5 weeks ago.
Yep.
I looked back on the podcast.
We did.
And I don't know what to say. I mean, I really don't. I'm not really speechless in a show, but from New Jersey down to Birmingham.
Here we are.
And then here you are in the studio. Gotta come.
Flesh.
Yes, it is a blessing to have you in here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. We had a great time. I had a great time recording our last episode together. And so to be here in person is a dream come true for me. I feel like this is definitely a promise being fulfilled by the Lord himself, bringing us together.
For a purpose.
Absolutely.
For a greater purpose.
He's very intentional. So I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
And we talked about it. You like the South.
I do. I really do.
Well, I heard we're kind of at the both ends of the Appalachian chain of mountains. So
right.
You get that up in New Jersey, and then we're kind of at the bottom of it down here, but it's absolutely beautiful here. I moved from Houston, Texas.
Okay.
And I wouldn't want to raise my kids the way I raised mine anywhere else. I love it here.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely different from Jersey, but I just love being able to be around nature, and just the Southern hospitality here is great too. So I'm excited to be here.
And you stayed in one of the bigger towns. You were in Birmingham.
I did, yes. So a lot of history there.
A lot of history in Birmingham.
A lot of history, and excited to be here.
Well, all right, we're going to take a break, and we come back. I'm going to ask you a pretty tough question.
Okay, I'm excited.
We'll be back with Gotika right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back into Mixed Sunday Morning in the studio. Gotika. Well,
hi.
Hi. You were on the show before, so we know everything about you. And your mom's in the studio with us. We can't get her on the microphone, but we did. We have to give her a lot of credit because we did talk about her, didn't we?
We did. We mentioned her, and she's the best. My number one supporter in the studio. Hi, mommy.
I have a feeling she's the best because I kind of put the story together, and I don't say I know, but I do know, and I know she's the best because I know how much she loved you.
Yep.
And what she had to do because she loved you that much.
Right.
So I put that together.
That's my girl.
Well, I'm just going to ask you a question.
Go for it.
Why God? Why choose him?
Yeah.
In this world we live in, with everything that's going on, why choose him?
Yeah, I was nervous for this question, but this is one of the easiest questions I can answer ever. There's nothing else that can satisfy my soul other than him. Like, there's no money, there is no car, there is no material, no nothing that could ever make me happy. Like, all of those things that once you get, they're temporal. It's like a temporal satisfaction. You get it and then that's it, and you know, but with God, it's just constant renewal of just, like, you're drinking from a fountain of living water.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he is just constantly such a good father, taking care. And you know, like, I struggle too, and I have so many questions that just are yet still to be answered, you know, that I pray a lot and I ask God, like, why? But I also know that all I need is him. And I've come this far because of him. And it's through him that I'm here today, that I'm alive. Like, I should have been dead. You know, like, that's what Satan does. Like, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But because of God, because he's so great and so merciful, and he just provides that. He's a provider, right? Jehovah Jireh, my provider. And so I will choose him any day, because nothing else can satisfy me. You know, people will let you down, but he won't. He won't, even in seasons of waiting where I'm like, Lord, like, when is my time going to come? Like, can it be now? And he's like, no, hold on, because what I have for you is the best. And so if I can have the best with God, I can wait. I don't need anything of this world to satisfy me, just him. So I'll choose him any day.
Wow. And you were worried about answering a question.
I was.
Well, I'll tell you what, one more segment?
Yes.
All right. We'll be back with Gotika right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning, and in the studio, Gotika. And we had a lot of fun so far. We've laughed.
Yes, we have. Hi, everyone.
All the way from Joyzy.
New
Joyzy, yes. And down here, we don't say Joyzy. We say things like y'all, and we throw a lot of words together. And it's typically, we talk a little slower, you know.
I talk very fast.
I loved how you answered that question. Why God? Because you were so worried about it. But we are like the can of Coke or Dr. Pepper. When you shake it up and you pop the top, what comes out? And that's why I didn't want to give my question away. It was a simple question, but it showed me. It didn't show me, because I already knew that the Lord is in you.
Amen.
And that your spirit is filled with him.
Thank you. Amen.
And I know I told you that when we had our last interview, but I know your mom has to be proud of you.
Are you, mommy?
I am.
Very, very, thank goodness.
Very proud, because
praise God.
You are one of a kind.
Amen. Thank you.
And God's creating for a purpose. You're here for a purpose. You're doing everything in your life right now because God has, he's got big things laid out.
Amen. I receive it. For you too. For all of us. And, you know, like, that's my prayer. Like, I am a nobody without God. That's why I choose him. And so I tell Lord, like, whatever I do, I really just want to be a reflection of you. Like, I want to be, like, I want you to be so in me that even the hopeless can have hope again. Whether it's them listening to a song or even listening to the show right now, wherever you are, I really just pray that you can get a glimpse of Jesus in me. Like, that's why we're here on earth, you know, to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And so for you to say that, one, it's very kind, but two, is also just a confirmation that, like, I you know, God is so real and so evident. And, you know, like, that's really the goal. Like, I feel like I'm already, like, achieving that purpose that he has in me just by people seeing him in me and not just me.
You know? People say, how do you know? And I think one of the coolest things, you said one of the words, and another one of the words is faith. You know, how do you know? Because I'm confident enough that I may not see him, but I know him.
Right. And he knows you, which is even more just, I think the biggest achievement I could ever do is when, you know, that day comes, the judgment day comes, and Jesus looks at me, he goes, I knew you. You know, because we can do things for Jesus. We can try to go to church every Sunday. But if we don't have that private, intimate moment, just spending time with Jesus by ourselves in our secret place and reading our Bibles every day and just committing to him, then, you know, like, what's the point? You know, like, Jesus wants to know us too, not just be using us. You know, he can use anything, but, like, to be known by him is, I think, just the ultimate reward.
It is, and a lot of people struggle with that, because I've worked with a lot of women that have been in bad relationships, and through the breakup of that relationship, they go off to find themselves. They have to go find themselves, and that's the struggle, because you don't have to, and that's why I try to tell them, you don't go to find yourself. You know, you're searching for the Lord. And if you go to find yourself, you're just running away from him.
Right. And, like, the closer you get to him, the more he reveals who he's called you to be. You know, like, you're beautifully and wonderfully made since your mother's womb. And so that's our identity. You know, the world is going to tell us that what we have and what we do is what makes us worthy, but it's really not. It's just knowing Jesus. And the more you know him and spend time with him, the more confidence we have in ourselves and our identity, where the enemy can come and, you know, say all the lies in the world, but we're so grounded in who God called us to be that we won't be shaken because he's our firm foundation.
I'll tell you what, we'll be back with Gattaca right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back into Mix Sunday Morning. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening, whether you're on the airways of Mix 106.5 or listening on the podcast. And speaking of podcast, you go back to episode number 96 to hear the full interview of my special guest that's in studio today, Gattaca.
Hi, everyone.
In the flesh, right?
In the flesh. In the flesh. Not just in spirit.
And you said a word when you were talking, when I asked you the question about, you know, why God, you threw a word in there, and that word was hope. Mm-hmm. And hope, in another word, joy, or what I've always said, are two words that you cannot find on this earth, because hope is in the Lord,
right?
And joy is the Lord.
Yeah.
And we can search for them on this earth. You can find happy, and you can find okay.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
But you can't find hope and joy.
Right. Yeah. And I think because you can't find happiness, because I think that's so external, you know, like a coffee can make you happy. I think, you know, somebody greeting you with a nice smile, that's happiness. But joy is internal. It's not external. And so when you have it inside of you, it's, oh my gosh, it's just so much deeper, right? To have that joy. It's not something that's fleeting, something that comes from eternity, you know, and that's what God calls us to be. Like in heaven, you know, there'll be no more weeping, no more pain. And he even promises us, like, though a weeping may last the night, joy will come in the morning. That's a promise and a hope we can hang on to.
And that's one of my favorites, because a lot of people want to hang on to yesterday.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, for all of us, there's even those that follow Christ. We go through tough days sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's to know that no matter what happens, that joy is there in the morning. I mean, he's still there. He's still with us. It doesn't matter what happened, who said what, who, none of that matters, because right. He takes away the pain.
He does. He does. And I think the frustration is that sometimes we sit in it for a while, that we decide to live in it. Like sometimes we choose to stay. No, I wouldn't say even choose, but sometimes like we live in suffering longer than we have to, because we don't fully trust that God has our back or is with us in the moment. But his word even says, like, even in the valley of the shadows, fear no evil, for I am with you. And the disciples on the road to Damascus, they walked, like, I think it was 7 miles, when they didn't even know Jesus was with them until the breaking of the bread later. And I think our walk with, at least my personal walk with God, is so similar to that, where the Lord is with me and I'm just not aware of him. And he says in Isaiah, like, behold, I'm doing something new, but will you be aware of it? Because sometimes we get so focused on the afflictions of the moment, mm-hmm. that we forget to see, like, the other aspects of our life, that Jesus is changing and he's with us and he's guiding us and, you know, being just a good father.
Yeah, because we get blinded a lot with the world.
Yeah.
With social media. Mm-hmm. And I'll just back up our phones. I mean, we get blinded.
It's our crutch.
It is.
And access is so fast. News travels so fast. Not as it was back then, because, you know, not everybody had an iPhone. Not everybody had instant access to everything anytime. So now it's like we're so exposed to the world and we think it's real, and you know, like we get so caught up in it, we forget to step outside of it, just hold on to our Bibles more than our phone, and you know, follow truth.
I do, and I loved it. We talked about it on the show last week, Harrison Butker, the kicker, that the NFL kicker that made the statement. He was speaking at a Catholic college, and just made a statements on there about women and anybody that was graduating, that he wished them the best in their careers and to succeed in their careers. But then what he thought most of was the women that were graduating, that they would be mothers to their children. Mm-hmm. And to him, that was the greatest thing.
Yeah.
And it got taken all out of context. But out of that, and I didn't want to talk about that story, but out of that, his jersey is the number one jersey selling right now in men's and women's.
Yeah.
So when we see the news, it's tailored to what they want to tell us.
100%.
And that just proved, that story proved that, like you said, there are people hungry for Christ. They're hungry for good. They're hungry to see good things. They're hungry to hear good things.
Mm-hmm. They're hungry to feel, too. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I think we're also in a world where it's all connected to our feelings. And the Lord says, guard your heart above all else because it lies to us. But sometimes we kind of get very caught up in our feelings and what's going on, and we get dictated by it. And the Lord says, like, you know, seek me first. And, yeah, the world is just, it's insane how news travels and how it gets taken out of proportion and made out to be something that's not.
Well, I think we have one verse left and one segment left.
Awesome.
You up for it?
Heck yeah.
All right. Let's do it. We'll be back with Gotika right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome into Mix Sunday Morning. I know you're enjoying our guest this morning, Gotika. I got a surprise for her. Because I'm going to play this. If you don't think this child isn't blessed with a set of lungs, check this out. That's Gotika right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome into Mix Sunday Morning. It's amazing how time flies on the show, and especially when you're having fun. And this has been a blast this morning to have Gotika in the studio.
Hi, everyone. I'm here in the flesh all the way from Jersey.
With her mom.
Yes.
Across.
Hi, Mom.
not on a microphone, but... Yeah. Over there encouraging.
She is pretending like she is shy. I'm just kidding.
Do we need to put her on the spot? Do we need to throw a microphone on her?
No. She'll freeze. No.
Since you texted me last night and told me that you were coming and that you felt that the Lord had something in it.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like he has something in you to share with us.
Amen.
So I'm ready to hear it.
Listen.
I'm ready to hear it.
Okay. I think this all really ties back to my single, Everybody's Chasing Something, and I'll say this message probably till the day I die, but the world is going to tell you that what you have and what you do is what makes you worthy. Worthy of friendships, worthy of love, worthy of just good things, but it's really who you are. Who you are and your character that matters. You know, today we confuse a good personality with good character. You know, like, I think character stems from, you know, what is it? What do you do in secret? Because personality, you see up front. If somebody's fun, energetic, but the character is really what you do in secret. Like, are you lying? Are you cheating? Are you stealing? You know? And I think it's, what you have, you know, like, none of that matters. It really comes down to having good character. And Jesus modeled that, you know. He was a man of character, and he walked around with his disciples who weren't, they were a bunch of rejects, really, by society. But he just chose to love him, and that was his character. You know, he knew Judas was going to betray him, but he chose to love anyways. Like, he was a man of character. And behind the scenes, Jesus had his private life with Jesus. And so I really want to encourage you to just when nobody sees you, like, what are you doing? What are you planning? What are you trying to leave? What do you want your legacy to be? You know, do you want it just to be that you had a lot of money or you had a lot of friends? Or was it that you served your community? You know, you gave to the poor, you volunteered, you helped your neighbor. Did you love your neighbor just as you loved yourself? And so I really want to challenge you guys to volunteer somewhere and to serve, you know, like, be someone that, you know, your kids or your family or even yourself would be proud of. And don't do it just for other people to see it, but also just for the Lord. Like, do what would make the Lord happy. And I think you will reap fruit of that, you know. I was talking to you earlier, how do you know it's from the Lord? It'll bear fruit. And so what you do for yourself dies with yourself. But what you do for each other and for other people is and forever will be eternal. And so that's my encouragement of today.
You are wise beyond your years. You are.
Thank you, Jesus, for all the wisdom.
Well, I tell you what, let's go to the Lord in prayer.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, thank you again, Lord, that I get to sit here now with your child. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, just protect her. Lord, just keep building her up as she goes out to sing, to minister for you. And that, Lord, that you will fill her with that truth. And that, Lord, you will pierce hearts with that truth to grow your kingdom. Amen. Heavenly Father, be with them as they travel back to New Jersey. And that, Lord, the way you work, hopefully they sit by somebody on the plane. Mm-hmm. God, that you will let them be infectious enough for you to open up a conversation. Yes, Jesus. Lord, thank you for this show. Thank you for all that you do, Lord. I am not worthy of it. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 All right. Well, thank both of you for...
Thank you for having me.
For coming, for spending some time here at our Radio Alabama studio.
Praise God. Thank you for having us.
Get to see everything, and then you just came and made the show. That's what it was all about.
God is good. Let's spread the good news of the gospel, the truth.
Well, tell everybody again how to follow you but not follow you. How can they get in touch with you?
Stay connected with me. You can follow me on all social media platforms at gattacomusic.com. That's at Gattaca Music, but also my website is gattacamusic.com. That is GATTAKA music.com, or all my social medias is Gattaca Music.
All right. Well, again, thank you for coming, and you're welcome back anytime. And we'll see.
I will come back.
We'll see what happens. We talked about what's coming in the shows here at the station. Yeah. You'll definitely be involved in that.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, if the Lord doesn't come back, I'll be back next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mixin'. And thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.